Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Coming up at 8:20, Jeff Joniak going to join us right now. Brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, guys. Oh. I guess the screen pass to Lima is what the shift in baseball is to me.
Fine. Go ahead. Get it off your, chest.
So obviously, yes, the Felton screenplay was incredible. It was unbelievable. 95% of screens are, and I saw it last night because neither quarterback was all that trusted, even Darnold. They ran so many screens, and I get it. It's smart. Tactically, it makes sense. There's so much space. These DBs are way back in Greg Williams land. I understand it. But
I'm still waiting for the bad part of the screen.
I can't wait to watch a quarterback hurl that ball down the field, and then he just dinks it 3 yards. And then the running back gets, or whoever. Now it's wide receivers, tight ends, running backs. Every single skill position player gets tackled 3 yards down the field. I do not think that's an exciting play.
Screen passes are great as long as you execute them, just like any other play. They're great as long as you execute it. You're as good as your execution.
Yes, but of all the different types of plays in football,
types of screen plays. I like those.
I love the long ball. Come on, Daryl. Chicks dig the long ball.
You got the screen play. You put Dimitri Felton outside, or you put Hunt outside. You run a little bit of a screen there where you may be shading your defenders there. You get your athletes out in space, and away they go. Quick bang, bang. Very, very low percentage of bad things happening there. I like that play. I like it, Daryl. Thank you.
I'm with Ken and I see eye to eye for once.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, you and I see eye to eye more than you and Daryl, or you and Lima see eye to eye. Is OBJ going to play on Sunday? Yes.
I think so. He talked yesterday. He was noncommittal about it, but all signs, barring anything that happens leading up to the game, all signs point to Odell making his return.
What did you think of just his demeanor, how he talked yesterday? I mean, he was up there for like a good 15 minutes in talking.
Actually, it was nine, but okay.
Just the trials and tribulations of his career. What'd you think? Yeah, it's still three times as long as the coach talks at any point. And you'd think the coach has a lot more to talk about than Odell Beckham. But either way,
I haven't talked to Odell since, I don't know, it was July at his football camp, but in a Browns capacity since last October.
Yeah, so. when he built up the anticipation of him coming back, in short order, and he didn't. So what did you think of just him chronicling what this comeback has been like?
Yeah, he's ahead of schedule. He made that clear in his own way yesterday. He said that the plan was 11 months post-op, and here we are 10 and a half months, and he's actually going to be ready to play, or at least we feel like he's going to be ready to play. I thought he had a fairly reasonable explanation for what happened leading up to the Kansas City game, exactly what I had been talking about. He wanted to be back for that game, wanted to play, but just it wasn't ready just yet, and didn't want to get out there prematurely. And so he's very gun shy. That's the other thing. He mentions this every time we seem to talk to him about how what he says gets used against him. And I just tell him, you're not New York anymore. You're not going to be blasted on the back page of the daily paper with some scathing headline. We don't have those here in Cleveland. But I think we're pretty reasonable and fair here. But I'm anxious to see him on the field. I really am, because what I have observed of him in practice, to me, he looks great. He looks like the Odell that we've come to know and appreciate over the years. So it'll be nice to hopefully see it in a game. He made the joke about how he feels like he's playing tag with his buddy Jarvis. He comes back, and unfortunately now Jarvis is hurt. And quite frankly, I think the Browns are going to need Odell. Someone's going to have to pick up that slack. Alex Van Pelt talked about yesterday how it's not going to be easy just replacing Jarvis Landry. That's not something you do, but they're going to need people to pick up what Jarvis brought to them. And part of that was, of course, a safety blanket for Baker Mayfield.
You know, it's more like an illegal tag when you go to make that tag and then the referee says, no, you can't do that. And then he prevents one guy from actually coming in and the other side uses that to your detriment as then they pile on. Anyway, Daryl, you heard yesterday the offensive coordinator talk about Baker may be prone to forcing it to Odell in the past. How do they coach that out of him? Or do you want to see Odell a few forced throws to Odell to get him in rhythm and to get him feeling good?
Well, I don't like the forcing it thing because now you're limiting your processes and your reads and things like that. And when you do that, bad things tend to happen. So I think it's important. Yes, you want to get Odell involved. Absolutely 100% use his talent, but you just don't want to zero in on him.
And how about this, Daryl? Slip screen to Odell Beckham Jr. Get the ball in his hands. Whoa!
Hey, okay.
All right.
Took the words right out of my mouth, Ken. Or a little bubble screen. How about one of those?
Bingo, baby. Here we go.
But, yeah, I mean, they just have so many people on this team that can be explosive with the football in their hands. And I guess that's the bright side of where the Browns are, minus Jarvis Landry, is that in years past, losing Landry would just completely derail a season, whereas this year, while it's not good or great to lose Jarvis because of what he brings, not just on the field, but on the sideline from a leadership standpoint in the locker room, and he's still around the team, so you're still going to get that, but they have enough to make up for that loss in production. So I worry about the zeroing in on just focusing on getting the ball to Odell to make him happy. And I think we're going to find out just how sincere he was when he talked about, at least when I sat down with him in July, when he said that I got to set the numbers aside this year. We have an opportunity to do something special. And so if there's a role for me to play, I need to go out there and play that role.
Do you believe Jedrick Wills will play on Sunday?
I honestly don't think it would be a smart thing to do. Mm. I didn't think it was smart to play him last week, and I say that with all due respect to Jed. He gutted it out. I did find Kevin Stefanski's comments about guys fighting to get to Sunday rather intriguing. I don't know if that was directed at anybody in particular, but you certainly respect the effort from Jedrick to try and get out there and give everything he has. Stefanski claims that he's not worse off for it, and that's my biggest concern, Ken, is that by him trying to play last Sunday, or if they put him out there this Sunday, that you end up prolonging this thing. And you need him to get as healthy as quickly as possible. But, yeah, I don't know if he plays Sunday. I think he's truly a game-time decision like he was last week.
What'd you think of what Joe Woods had to say about going up against, you know, the rookie in the second half last week and having to go up against a rookie this week and some of the adjustments that may need to be made?
Yeah, I mean, look, Justin Fields is another one of those dual-threat quarterbacks. You've got to respect his arm, but you also have to respect his feet. There's not a lot of NFL tape on him, but there is at least a little tape on him, some game tape. I think it's going to be challenging. I do. Going against a young player, John Johnson, the third, joked yesterday how it's an unwritten rule. It's a no-no. You don't let a rookie quarterback making his first NFL start come into your house and beat you. So certainly motivation is not going to be a problem there, but I think Justin Fields is going to present a unique challenge for a defense that has struggled to really find its identity here in the first 2 weeks of the season.
Is there a scenario where during our call on Monday morning you will call for the job of Joe Woods?
No. Nope. Yeah, I think it's too early in the season for overreactions. If we're in November, right? Here's the other thing too, is they're in the middle of the pack statistically. It's not like they're ranked 31st in every single defensive category here through 2 weeks. They're not even ranked in the 30s. They're in the upper 20s in a couple of categories. So, and they've, again, they had Patrick Mahomes in week one. Nobody's really stopping him all that much. And then, last week, I think Tyrod Taylor could have really done a lot more damage in the second half had he been able to play. And I don't even know if the Browns win that game against the Texans if he finished just the way he was playing in the first half.
Am I the only person who thinks the Browns still win that game against Tyrod Taylor? I am, ain't I? I'm the only guy.
No, I think they still win the game. I think it's a lot tighter. It's a lot tighter. I think we were looking at a Baker Mayfield has the ball in the closing minutes, needs to win it situation.
So you take Tyrod Taylor over Baker Mayfield to win a game, Anthony?
No,
not you, Daryl. I'm talking to Anthony. I'm putting Anthony on the skewer because Anthony goes halfway through his dirty, terrible arguments and he can't finish him. Daryl, we thank you very much for the time, buddy. All the best.
Have a great weekend, guys. See you in L.A., Ken.
Absolutely, Daryl. Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Jeff Joniak will join us at 8:20 this morning. Bears play-by-play voice also at 9:20. Sam Monson, who is loving what Baker Mayfield is doing. He'll join us from Pro Football Focus. Up next, the Friday Five.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.